محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين أما بعد. All praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator and our sustainer. And may the special and choicest peace, mercy and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon our beloved Nabi Sayyidina Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mawla yasalli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihimi. My respected friends and elders, we begin by thanking and praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His many ni'mats and favors that He has showered upon us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His infinite grace and mercy, has blessed us with iman. And Allah ta'ala has raised us from the ummah of our beloved Nabi Sayyidina Muhammad Mustafa. Moreover, we find ourselves in a situation where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the tawfiq and opportunity to remember Him, to worship Him, to make ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to place our heads in sajda before Him. There's such a great ni'mat in favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we cannot even fathom the mercy and the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this is an honor for each person that one is able to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all the good that we are able to do, forgive us for our wrongdoing, at the same time take us from this world in such a manner that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy with us, He is pleased with us, and we can meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in such a manner that we are happy to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers, when we look around us, in the world that we are living in today, we live in a very unusual world today. And if somebody had to predict the kind of world that we are living in today, you know, most probably our response would have been that something which is we never thought of, or maybe it's like a script out of a film or something like that, the kind of world that we are living in today. When we look around us and we open the news, we see only destruction. We know about the destruction of Palestine. We know about the genocide that is happening there. We find that there's economic instability. There's so much of politics that is going on around the world. Nations are at war, at loggerheads with each other. Iran is at tension between Iran and all the neighbors around Iran as well. We find that the livelihood of people has been affected. And there's so much that is going on in the world around us. There's something that when we think about, we think that, you know, what is really happening? What is going on in this world around us? You know, what can we do about it? And is there anything that we can really do about what is happening around us? Corruption, chaos, confusion, injustice, oppression, and the list goes on. And sometimes we are far away from it, so maybe it doesn't really affect us so much. But at the end, we find that every human being, every person living in the world today is affected by it in some way or the other. So there's so much that is going on in the world around us. And our question is, what does Islam say about it? What is the viewpoint of our deen? What did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say about it? As a Muslim living in these difficult and challenging times that we find ourselves in, you know, how do we as Muslims really approach what is happening? Now we find that the general ummah and general people around us, they are looking for direction as far as this is concerned. And the best is to look at the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. So the chaos that we see in the world, the confusion that we see in the world around us, the injustice, the oppression, all of this had been foretold by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it will happen, it will come to pass, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned it. But a person living in that time, how does he deal with everything around him? And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us guidance as what we should do as an ummah and a person who finds himself in such challenging times. How does one protect himself? How does a person overcome all of these things? How does one make sure that one's family is protected from all of these things? These are things that are mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we refer to them as the signs of Qiyamah. And the word is correct. It is a sign of Qiyamah, sign of the end times. The situation that we see in the world around us, the corruption and everything that goes together, chaos, this is not a surprise. It is not a surprise, but it is a sign from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, it is a warning to the ummah that when you see these things, and this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. Somebody asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Rasul of Allah, if we live during the difficult times, what should we do? Somebody asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when will Qiyamah take place? The response of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, what have you prepared for? How have you prepared for it? Are you ready for it? What preparations have you made? So we find that in all of this here, it is a warning for us in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we need to make sure that we ground ourselves in the ibadat, in the worship. We continue to make sure that we can continue to develop that relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And through that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will safeguard us and Allah ta'ala protect us. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioned in a hadith sharif. And there are two or three hadith which I'll mention. Some of them we may have heard. Some is just as a form of muzakara, reminder for us. In Tirmizi Sharif, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's one narration is mentioned when Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says fitan, you know, such type of challenges, such type of difficulties that the ummah, trials, evils that the ummah will face, kaqita'in min al-laylil mudlim, that this will be like a dark night. You know, this refers to oppression. It refers to confusion. We find that haqq and batil will become so mixed that it will be difficult for a person to discern between right and wrong. Those who are on right, they'll be considered to be wrong. And those who are on wrong, they'll be considered to be doing that which is right. And we see the world that we are living in today. When you look around us, you see this happening already. That people on haq, they are regarded to be on batil. And people that are on batil, they're regarded to be on haq. That they are doing the right things. And we see this happening around us. Then another narration of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that people will gather around, you know, to against the ummah, like people would gather around a dish. And the narration of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that the condition of the ummah will be like a twig which is flowing in flood waters, totally at the mercy of the water. Whichever direction the water goes, that is a direction which a twig and branch will also flow. Similarly will be the condition of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that they will just continue to follow. Whatever direction the world is taking, they will continue to follow in the same direction. There will be no leadership from the ummah. People standing up for that which is haq. People standing up for that which is truth. And there will be very few people that will be doing it. Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَوَمِنْ قِلَّةٍ نَحْنُ يَوْمَئِذٍ, will it be on account that we will be few in number, of Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Because they could not fathom that kind of a society at that time. You know, when we look at the life of the Sahaba in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a person had to be practicing 100% of deen. In fact, the society at that time was such that if a person had to miss salah with the jama'at, such a person had to be a munafiq. It would not be possible that a true mu'min, a believer, will ever miss salah with the jama'at. Even those who are invalid, those who could not manage, they would help and assistance, they would be able to, they would make sure they would come to the masjid. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umm Maktum radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, a blind sahabi, he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for concession, that there's nobody to bring me for the fajr salah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will you permit me to perform my salah at home? Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him that, can you hear the adhan? He said yes. He said, well, in that case you have to present yourself for the masjid for salam. Said Abdullah ibn Umm Maktum radiyallahu anhu had a line from his house right up to the masjid, where in the dark he could hold that line and walk with it, so he could present himself for salah in the masjid. So it was a kind of society that there was at that time. So the sahaba asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will it be because we'll be few in number that people will take advantage of us? The word we use is bully. That we'll be bullied into doing whatever needs to be done. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, large numbers, there'll be many Muslims, many, many Muslims. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove your awe from Muslims. And this way they will take advantage of you. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then mentioned two reasons for it in this hadith. One was Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Hubbud dunya," love of this dunya, materialism. That is what will affect you. The person will be doing his ibadat and his amal, but the love of the world will make him a coward. And to the extent we see in our lives that we are living, the world that we are living in today, that the love for dunya has made us indifferent towards halal and haram. In haram. And sometimes we try everything possible just to make something halal when we know it is clear cut which is haram. And that is because of love of materialism, love of this dunya. So it's very difficult for a person to keep himself away from it. And that was one of the greatest challenges which are mentioned in the Hadith Sharif as far as the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is concerned, wealth, materialism, which will take you far away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second thing Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned was maut, wa karahiyatul maut. That fear of death. Fear of death. And death for a believer is not something which should be frightened in. But a believer, in order to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one has to leave this dunya. We cannot meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without leaving this dunya. So death for a believer is something that a mu'min will look forward to at all times. That is a believer, a mu'min. I must meet my Allah. And I want to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because I know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has in store for me. So a mu'min looks forward to that. But the fear of death, because of the materialism and fear of death, we find that it will be very difficult for a person to continue to live his life the way he should. These are the two things that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned as the downfall of the ummah. Then there's another hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in which it is mentioned, rather it was during the time of Hajjaj bin Yusuf. When somebody complained to Ali bin Zain al-Abidin, rahimahullah, about the atrocities of Hajjaj bin Yusuf. And he said that a time will come which will be even more difficult than the one you're experiencing now. And we know Hajjaj bin Yusuf, he was a tyrannical ruler. You know, it is said about him that his breakfast wouldn't digest until he did not see the blood of somebody before him. That was the kind of person Hajjaj bin Yusuf was. He did good as well. But at the same time, he was responsible for the deaths of many Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. So when somebody complained to him about the atrocities of Hajjaj bin Yusuf, he said a time will come which will be even worse than that. Where he mentions a narration of Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhum that fitna, trials, difficulties will spread like the waves of the ocean. It will spread like the waves of the ocean. It's easy for us to relate to this, you know, while living here on the coast, brothers. That we find that the waves of the ocean, there's two things which are very peculiar about it. One is that it is continuous, it never comes to an end. As one wave breaks, another one starts and it's continuous. So in the same way also fitna will be continuous like that, non-stop. One fitna will go, be replaced by another fitna, replaced by another fitna, replaced by another fitna. It'll continue like that. The other thing about waves is that sometimes it is huge, sometimes they are small. In the same way also fitna will come like that, huge fitnas will come. Only to be replaced by another fitna in time that will also pass. So this difficulty will continue that way. And for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they will also continue to face this kind of difficulties. So the ummah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam during all times is always very resilient, brothers. When we look at history itself, no matter what challenge came upon the ummah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those who remain steadfast and firm on haqq, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always made them succeed. From the time of ta'ala anhu, when we look at the history, the first part of the Khilafah of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it was smooth sailing, continuing the line of Sayyidina Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhumah. The second part of his Khilafah, there was a lot of disunity. And because of the disunity, that slowed down the progress of Islam to the extent that we know Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala wasn't even martyred. But the disunity which came about, it slowed down the progress of Islam. The time of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhum, there was so much internal conflict at that particular time that in order to attend to all of that around, the spread of Islam was halted. Very little it spread. But that was the challenge for the ummah at a particular time. But those who were resilient on haqq, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them succeed. So no matter what the challenge was, through Islam, And Haq always succeeded. Later on in time, we know about the incident about the Mongols and how it affected how it affected people around. You know, the destruction was gone with it as well. But with that, we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept the Muslims resilient. That group of people were always there. And in more in recent times, for decades now, we see the genocide, we see the oppression which is happening in Palestine. But the people of Iman, they always stood out. So wherever there are challenges faced like this here, the only way to overcome these challenges is by making sure that we have a good connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The world that we are living in, brothers, you know, it is a very difficult world. And wherever we look around us, we see so many things happening. You know, corruption goes on there, the corruption of the elite. We find promiscuity, we find shamelessness. And all of this continues in such a way that as if there's no problem with it. But any person who speaks up against it, such a person becomes a problem in society. The only battle that there is in current time, and it will continue up to the end of time, will be between Haqq and Batil, between Islam and the forces against Islam. So Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with Deen. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has blessed us with Iman. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has given us this opportunity that we can come closer to Him. And let us not take this for granted, brothers. You know, I speak here in Ispingo Beach. I usually visit, and we know that. But the kind of mahol and environment that we find here, we don't find in other areas. And that is something that we must appreciate. That is something that we must appreciate. The ulama that are around us, the type of hidayat and guidance that we get from people around us. Constantly we find that this mahol has been created to bring us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not every community enjoys this, brothers. But we need to make sure we appreciate it. When we look at the environment, you know, coming to salah, returning from salah, the children going to the masjid, to the madrasa to learn, to do hifz. Everywhere we find, this is beautiful mahal around us. And this is the only thing that can safeguard us and protect us, brothers. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hidayat and guidance was very simple. A time will come when fitna will be so difficult that man tasharrafa fihi tastashrifu. That a person who merely peeps in that fitna, he'll be overcome by that fitna. What a time that would be. A man will go to bed believing Allah. By morning he'll become a kafir. He'll wake up in the morning believing. By the evening such a person will become a kafir. That fitna will be at its peak at that particular time. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised that a person at such a time needs to withdraw from society. And if you have to withdraw and go into the mountains, and your only source of income will be a little goat through which you can survive, then you should do that. But make sure that you protect yourself from the influence around you. And there are many, many different types of influences around us, brothers. Apart from direct influence from people, today social media is one of the biggest influences. And we see that happening around us. So we need to make sure that even in our homes, although we have this environment of deen, but we've got to make sure that we protect ourselves from all kind of influences that will take us and our families away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So salah we must keep up with. Our a'mal we need to make sure we keep up with it. Make sure that we keep connection and ta'alluq with the ulama around us. And sit in a suhbat in a company of pious people around. Because through suhbat and company, through the company of the pious, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will safeguard us and protect us. Be very, very careful from whom we choose our deen and where it comes from. Because that is critical to whether we will continue on the path of haq or we will wave on to the path of batil. So it's very important for us, brothers. Our salah we must keep up with. Our a'mal we must keep up with. We wonder that what is happening in the world that we are living in. All this that we see around us, these are all signs, as I mentioned. These are warning signs from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not a surprise. That we may be living in times that are very close to Qiyamah, closer than we think, because of the amount of fitna that we see around us. But how do I, as a Muslim, protect myself? And that is a question to ask. Our own Qiyamah will come when we leave this dunya. Am I ready for that? Am I ready for that? My first hisab and kitab is when I leave this world. So I, as a person, as an individual, what have I done to prepare myself? That when I leave here, I leave in such a way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be happy with me. And I can meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in such a manner that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy as well. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all tawfiq, brothers. Allah ta'ala keep us strong and keep us steadfast. Fitna will continue. Challenges will keep coming. Shaitan does not take from anybody who does not have anything. But the fact that a person is able to believe in Allah, take the beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these are things that we must make sure that we guard. And when we leave this dunya, we leave with nothing. The only thing that goes with us is our a'mal. And if our a'mal is good, then we have a good position in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala grant us all tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wan alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.